I'm Trevor Castle. Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. We're catching up with Coach Mike Horowitz, the offensive coordinator of the Central College football team, as the Dutch are getting ready to kick off the 2025 season. Coach, entering year two, first of all, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for taking time. What's got you optimistic and excited about year number two here with the Dutch?
Well, thanks for having me, Trevor. I really appreciate it. You know, year two, kind of with anything, it's a little bit easier. You know, you have a little bit more of a plan of what you want to be and where you want to grow to, and spring ball really helps with that as well. And having, you know, a little bit more of a solidified plan of here's how we need to improve and here's what's going to help us, you know, in week seven, week eight for certain opponents and things like that. So just help from a perspective, side of things, and really optimistic about, getting to work with a group of guys I get to work with every day. So it's fun to come to the office and see some familiar faces, some new faces, and get to work.
8-2 last year for Central, and, you know, two tough losses against Wartburg and Co. And I know that that's, you know, just caused some evaluation, right, throughout the program. How do we, because we know what the standard is higher than that. So as you've evaluated the offense, what are some areas that you've looked at and things that we're trying to improve upon here in 2025?
Sure, absolutely. And those are things that I'd be lying to you if I didn't, think about every day. Those are things that, you know, come up, and that's part of my job. And, for us, it's about being good in the big moment. Okay. It's about, you know, making sure that we're on the same page, that we're getting guys in the spots that they need to be in the big moment. So we can make the big play, because those games came down to just a couple of plays. Right. And so that's something that we think about, something that we're very strategic about. Obviously personnel plays a big role in that. And that's always a jigsaw puzzle, year to year. Yeah. But the foresight with spring practices and having those extra reps and being very intentional with them is something that in year two, I'm really excited about.
All right, let's kind of talk a little bit about the personnel. We don't need to go through the whole depth chart, but like quarterback's so important, right? Offensive line, hugely important. And then we'll talk about the skill guys. But, you know, quarterback's been a bit of a, you know, mix and match, right, for the last couple of years. And it feels like outside that Hunter Hoffman is our guy. Is Hunter Hoffman our guy? And what's your expectation of him as a senior this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Hunter's played a lot of football games for us. We're really excited about him. I feel like he's taken some big steps forward in spring and fall camp, and just understanding of you know, with me, you know, as a new play caller and a new person to work with. I feel like that relationship has really developed in the past year. And so we're really excited about Hunter. Again, he's grown a lot as a leader for our football team, and I'm proud of him, and we're really excited about him this year. But I'm excited about our whole quarterback room too. You know, we've got some awesome young men in that room, not just as football players, but as you know, people off the field, and getting to work with some new faces too that have done a great job for us early on. In terms of Hunter, man, we're just excited about, you know, seeing him take the next step, getting the ball out of his hand, having confidence, going making plays for us. So this entire program is feeling great about Hunter, and we're really excited about what he's going to do in his senior year.
We're visiting with Mike Horowitz, offensive coordinator of the Central College football team. Let's talk about the skill players. Just a few guys that, as fans come out to the game on Saturday or listening on the radio, watching at Central Dutch Network, who are the guys that you're expecting to have the ball in their hands and doing good things on the offensive side?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got plenty of talent really at every position group that we're really excited about. We've got a couple of returning stars on the offensive line, Max Rotano, Tyler Harms, skill guys, Cam Schulte. He's a big body out there, Pella guy who makes plays for us. We're excited about him. Jace Grunder is a returning all conference running back for us. He's smooth. Okay, he's awesome to coach because he can take the nuances and get it done on Saturdays, and we're really excited about him. Cody Klein's a returning guy. You know, as a freshman last year, he was a bigger part of our varsity offense later in the season, and so he's taking that next step. We're excited about him as well. And there's a lot of other guys I can mention too that are going to be big parts of our offense.
Gone are guys like Ryan New, the program's career touchdown receiving leader, Grant Nelson, right, a local kid who was around the program for 5 years. Some opportunities, right, for other kids to step in. And I know you were telling me you got a lot of young guys who are in the mix. I assume that they're hungry and fighting for their chance to play on Saturdays.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, in the first meeting that we have with these guys as an offense, you know, you mentioned the word competition. You just kind of look across the room and, you know, see guys with smirks on their face. Like, and that's what you want to see. Like, guys that are hungry, guys that are trying to earn the opportunity to go and make plays for us on Saturdays and be out there and be a big part of our offense. And that's exactly what this camp has been. And so it's been fun. You know, I have a smirk on my face just talking about it. That's what it's all about as a coach. It's what it's all about as a player, as a college football player. And so we love that competition word, and there's been nothing but that this camp.
And then lastly, Coach, I mean, obviously as an offense, it's your job to score and put points on the board, but that doesn't happen every drive. But as fans are watching, listening, however they're kind of paying attention, what should they be looking for to know, hey, we're on the right track with what we're trying to do here offensively?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the words that we talk about is balance. Some people say balance is 50-50 run pass. For me, balance is how can we get all five of our skill positions the ball and make it a true threat for the defense and not, you know, just giving the ball to one guy or giving the ball to one guy in one set, but being very multiple. Use of motion is something that I think makes us very different as an offense. Seeing, you know, Hunter does a great job. Our quarterbacks do a great job of identifying pre-snap pictures. That's something that I really feel like we've grown at in year two. So using motion to our advantage to get pre-snap IDs, to gain leverage in the run game and the pass game. And then tempo and usage of switching up tempos, right? Not just being fast all the time, not being slow all the time, but really changing it up and make it hard on the defense to get a rhythm, make it hard on defense coordinator to know when to get his calls in. So those are some things that we really talk about here every day. And those are the things that we want to be about here as an offense.
And what are you looking for as an offensive coordinator week one against Illinois Wesleyan to feel like we're on the right track and we got something to build upon here?
Absolutely. And confident play, physical football, running the ball, passing the ball, explosive plays. We track explosive plays every week. And so, you know, how can we generate those explosive plays? Not just throwing the 50-yard bomb, but how can we catch the short 5-yard pass and make a guy miss and get vertical and strain with our blocks downfield, transition blocking? Those are all things that are championship football that we talk about every day. So obviously moving the football, getting points, you know, putting the ball in the end zone at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Yeah. But seeing guys strain, seeing guys finish plays in early in the season, then because we're going to have competition, you know, even after week one, there's going to be competition for spots and we'll see kind of who rises to the occasion when the lights are truly bright.
Very much looking forward to the season, Coach. Thanks so much for sharing some insight on the Central College offense and best of luck this year, Coach.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Mike Horowitz, offensive coordinator for the Central College football team. And I'm Trevor Castle on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.